What do I do when I have a big project and like I know ADHD, I have to break things down into smaller chunks, but I have no clue how to break it down into smaller chunks. There's no chunking to do. What if I don't know the chunks? How do I do that? Well, I got a couple ideas. You guys want to come on into the workshop? We'll tinker. You are listening to ADHD Big Brother, the podcast for adults struggling with their ADHD and comorbid depression symptoms. I'm your host, Russ Jones, author of Descending to the Top, believer that you can actually have a smile in your life despite this diagnosis. So let's make some sense out of this struggle. Let's learn some stuff. Let's laugh at some stuff. Ladies and gentlemen, here's some stuff. Welcome to the podcast, everybody. It's just me today. I do enjoy talking to people, so I'm going to keep having some guests on. But for today, it's just me. And I imagine at this point, you guys are probably like, okay, oh God, okay, great. Geez, Russ, wonder what it's going to be. Be cool with ourselves? Easiest point of entry? We get it. Could you please bring on somebody else? Yes, you've been hurt. Even though none of you have actually explicitly reached out to tell me this, that's kind of how I feel. I'm kind of done with me. That said, we do have a couple of people that are going to be coming on the show in the next few weeks. One of them in particular I know is coming on the show very soon because she's in the forum. She's a forum member and we've talked about it already. She's a complex trauma coach. Some people on this planet, they have like hearts of gold or platinum or whatever the trending ore, the really expensive ore of the day is. She has that. That's her heart. So she's going to be on to talk about like the intersection between ADHD, complex trauma, and I mean, it should be a real laugh out loud episode. So if you guys have any trauma related questions you want me to ask Debbie, she's going to be on the show very soon. So hit me up and we'll ask them. Also, really quick, if you guys are getting value out of the podcast, if it's helped you in some way, please consider leaving a review on iTunes. That would mean the world to me. And if you ever just want to reach out and connect, I'm always here for you guys. You can contact me through the website, ADHDBigBrother.com, and the contact form, that goes right to the mail app on my phone. Alrighty now, so today I'm covering a thing that we actually talked about in the Zoom chat for the forum members in the ADHD Big Brother forum. We do this bi-monthly goal-setting thingamabob, and the forum is still intimate enough to where we can do these like supreme accountability Zoom chats. And a couple of us were having some similar issues with our goals for September, and it had to do with chunking things down. And so I'm going to use my September goal specifically, because I can speak to it. My September goal was to have a completed meal plan by the end of the month. And it probably doesn't mean what you think it means. What I'm after is that I have this culled down list, like all my meals, all my eating, it's all in one day. That's got all the calories I need, all the protein I need, the vitamins, the blah, 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 blah. What is that day? And I just want to eat that every day. The same breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, every day, the same thing. I give zero shits about variety. I am so busy with like my kids, college, ADHD Big Brother, coaching, other job. My days are so filled. And food choice is so much of a pain in the ass for me. I second guess everything or I'll eat nothing and then I'll be so hungry in a day I'll binge. It is frustrating. I wanted to attempt to treat it like I treat my clothes. Like I culled that down like Steve Jobs. I've got a couple of pairs of pants. I've got t-shirts, polos, a couple of businessy outfits, a couple of going on date outfits. And good luck whenever I start dating again. If you date me, you're going to be like, wait, didn't you just wear those? These are my dating pants. These are the pants that I wear. These are for this. This is for that. These are dating pants. You will see them next time. And most likely this shirt. We'll see. I'm a real catch. Oh my God. I love eliminating choice. It makes life so much simpler. Plus, for those of you guys that follow the podcast, you may know that I'm on a 5-year mission to build up ADHD Big Brother so much that I can cull down my entire world, get myself an Alliance Valor 36 V11 fifth wheel RV with a Chevy Silverado 2500 HD. I don't know, maybe 3500 HD. So basically when my kids graduate high school, I'm out and I can help adults with ADHD and depression wherever the hell I am in the world. Oh, whichever tree-lined lake I'm parked at with a really good internet connection.
Oh, God, dreams can come true.
By the way, if you're an RV enthusiast, if this is your jam, do you full-time in an RV? Please reach out. Tell me what you know. Advice is more than welcome. Also, if you're a nutrition person and you have an idea of what this insanely simplified meal type situation could be, reach out. I would like to talk to you. All right. So where were we here? We are RV dreaming. We're supposed to be talking about chunking. Sometimes we don't know how to chunk things down. Like in my September goal, coming up with a day of meals, it kind of seems like something I should be able to bang out in a couple of hours. Max, just get online, ChatGPT, just get up. What's the meal plan that I need? And then there's nothing really to chunk. But if I try, it quickly becomes a mess for me. Like if I'm sitting down and I'm like, okay, well, maybe I start with my, what's for breakfast? Yeah, but then how many calories should it be? Or I don't know, how much protein should I be getting with each meal? I should figure that out first, right? Or what are the vitamins that I'm going to need? I don't think I want to eat meat every meal, or I don't know, eggs, or how do I look at that? So many freaking questions pop up that derail this idea of planning one day of meals. And oh shit, all this chunking I did, it's backfired on me. So now I'm in a work session that has become chaotic. It's become unclear. What's the most important thing to do? I don't know. So now what? And like, if this was a work type situation, I would start to feel like a big asso, not an asshole, an asso. It's an acronym. It's a professional scientific acronym. ASO stands for anxiety, stress, overwhelm, asso. Would start to feel like a big bloody asso. It's just funner to say. It's why are you acting like an asso? Why are you anxious? I don't know. Maybe you become British all of a sudden. I don't like feeling a bunch of asso. And at home, this is easily avoided by escaping or quitting or not doing the thing in the first place. You know the deal. It's a personal goal. So who cares? I'm not on the planet to feel tension. So I'm just going to shelve this thing for now. And instead, I'm going to play video games. I'm going to scroll social media. I'm going to go drinking. Or, maybe I'll masturbate because that feels good. Or maybe I'll make excuses for why it's not important in the moment. Anything that isn't the thing. And if I'm feeling too much asso, I've got to numb it. I've got to escape it. But I don't want to. I would like to be productive and move this thing in a positive direction. So how do I do that? This is what I do when things feel unchunkable in the moment. This is what I've been up to for this particular monthly goal, and it's helping. So if chunking is creating too much chaos, too much confusion, I will alter how I handle my work sessions. So I'll be more creative with the approach. For me, the ADHD work to be done here is putting scheduled work sessions in place. And that's the ADHD work. So I commit to working on the meal plan for 20 minutes, let's say. So that's what I'm doing. During that time, I live with the dilemma. I'm hanging out with the idea that I'm creating a meal plan. I'm thinking about meal plans. There's no rules. There's no restrictions. It's just me and my bullet journal. I don't really know what to do. All I know is that this time frame I'm in right now, it's dedicated to meal plan. And here I sit. If a question pops up, I'll write it down. If a meal idea pops up, I'll write that down. If I start thinking about if I have any new emails and I pick up my phone, I'll check my emails and I'll see if I got a new email. I'll check that email. And then I remember, oh my God, I just got distracted. Okay, well, I'm working back on my meal plan. And then I'll bring my attention back to meal planning. That's what I'm doing in my 20 minutes. Sometimes I will come up with a thing to figure out. And so I can now start working on that thing. Maybe I think, oh, how much protein do I need during the day? And then I make the rest of the 20 minutes all about figuring that out. There's no need for me to complete the meal plan. I've got a whole month to do it. I can half-ass this thing all the way to the end of the month. At some point, I will have my meal plan. And one of the most helpful tips, I think, for our kind, for our limbic prefrontal neurotransmitter blasters, it's non-judgmental curiosity. Questions that bring about productive answers. And what does that look like? I start my timer for 20 minutes with the specific task of moving my needle forward on the meal plan. The easiest point of entry on something like this, it seems vague. It would be like, oh, I'm asking a question about the meal plan. So I'm sitting there, bullet journal in hand, timer started, don't know where or how to start. I ask a question. What kind of food do I like? How many calories do I need? What kind of food is best for ADHD? What do I want to eat? What are some meals I already know how to make that are easy? None of this is, what is my meal plan? These are questions around food, and they just get me thinking. I'm in the right space, you know what I mean? I'm in the meal planning environment. If you have a personal goal and you're not sure how to chunk it down, then my challenge for you would be to take the opportunity to make a monthly goal and set aside a manageable amount of time that you can put toward that goal daily. And daily is the big deal. I would like to stress that at a specific time that you predetermine. And ideally, in the perfect world, it would be the same time every day. That way your brain gets used to being like, oh, it's 5 o'clock. This is the time that we do this thing. It just sort of gets easier that way. But if not, you could always pre-schedule it the night before. This is the ADHD work of this. It's scheduled. It's a definitive. It's a definitive amount of time. And that will be your end. You'll know that there's an end to it. And you hang out in that time frame with the intentions of working on that goal. And if you spend 30 minutes pondering, then that's what you do. You ponder. Perhaps an idea or two will form the next steps. And you put those in the schedule for tomorrow. Perhaps the first few sessions will be about forming the plan. They'll be about asking questions. If you guys are anything like me, then when you have an idea for a goal, it's like you want to achieve it right now. It's like you want to achieve it instantly. And if I can't do it in one day, then I'll do it later because now is not right or it's not worth it or whatever. This little seemingly ridiculous small amount of structure is actually super jam-packed with loads of ADHD skill-building practice, if you do it. It's the practice at the skill of delayed gratification. It's the skill of planning and scheduling, the skill of externalizing time, the skill of stopping a task without finishing it, and the skill of doing a thing even though you might be riddled with ASO. It's so much packed in like a 20 to 30 minute bit of the day. So I challenge you to give it a thwack. I hope you guys try it. And if you guys need that practice at the skill of accountability, join the ADHD Big Brother Forum. It is truly great for ADHD resources, conversations, advice. I'm in there every day giving what I can, but I built it for the main purpose of effective external accountability. And we are achieving that in there. Like Luva's almost at 100 days in a row of doing the thing he said he was going to do. 100 days in a row is just over 3 months. And this is his second time around doing this. That's a long time. And we're talking weekends included. 100 days earns you the badge of Skull Spaghetti Master. It is a truly high honor. It is badass. It's pretty awesome. And Mark is in there doing it for his second time. I become a Skull Spaghetti Master. And then I forgot to do my thing one day. But that's the beauty of this place. It's you have this shame-free, ultra-positive, fun place to say, hey, I'm going after a thing. And then you have a community of people saying, you got this, dude. And hey, you know what? I'm going to go after a thing, too. Think about it in terms of this Skull Spaghetti Mastery. Like say you do 105 days of doing a thing and then you forget. In a typical ADHD mind, we think, okay, I failed, I suck, I can't, I quit. But in the Skull Spaghetti Club, we go, I did again. I keep diterizing. I'm doing. Oh shit, I forgot. Ugh, that sucks. And then the next day we go, okay, I'm doing it again. Day one, here we go. It's instant turning point decisions. It's keeping the thing going. I don't know. I'm sorry. I keep going on and on about it. Anyway, I hope this goddamn place grows to like 1,000 people in there. God, could you just imagine thousands of non-judgmental, creative, encouraging people all hyping each other up and helping and supporting? It would be a ultra dream of mine. Give it a thwack for a month and then get all the resources, get all the stuff, try the goal for a month and then, you know what? And then take off, leave the nest. Anyway, I hope to see you guys in there. And if you have any questions or comments about any of this stuff, always feel free to reach out. You know I'm here. You know I like talking to you guys. Alrighty, that'll do it for today. I hope you guys got something out of this podcast episode. And I hope you have a phenomenal week. And then on top of that, I will talk to you later.